Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Tonight is the night, BT. The Daniel Jones era finally has to come to an end. If we are sitting here tomorrow at 10 a.m. and the New York Giants did not draft a quarterback, it is going to be a major disappointment. I will flip out with a wide receiver in that spot. You talk about trading down potentially. The Giants, now look, if they don't love a player, and I don't believe that's the case because based on all that we've heard, you know, they do love one of the quarterbacks. They know they need one of the quarterbacks. I think they're setting themselves up just in case to couch it by backing Daniel Jones. Bottom line is this. You know it. I know it. They know it. Daniel Jones ain't it. They have the sixth pick. Figure it out, whether it's trading up for May, whether it's waiting for McCarthy at six. The Giants need to get a quarterback and officially end the Daniel Jones era tonight.
I think they're ready to do that. I do. I said that yesterday. I think they need to get the quarterback. There's no doubt. They know it. He's injury prone. He's average arm talent. Starting to make too much money, and the Giants aren't ready to win a Super Bowl. So you got to move on. But the other reason why they need to move on here is that the Shane Daboll duo needs to start their clock over. You know, one really good year, one atrocious year. Like, think about this. If they don't draft the quarterback tonight, right? And I don't want to hear, like, second or third round. I'm talking first rounder. If they don't do that, then they go into next season. Say if they're, you know, 6-11, whatever, something like that, maybe 7-10. Now you're already into year four. You don't have your guy. And time's ticking. They know this. Now, it might not be the guy that you want. It might not be the team that they trade with that we expect. I would be borderline stunned if the Giants don't get a quarterback tonight. But I got to at least tell you, there is another avenue to have a successful night. Because there's certain things that they can control. They've got to be willing to trade. They've got to be willing to be incredibly aggressive. But they can't control what other teams want to do. If the Patriots don't want to trade out of three, and the Giants don't like the player that remains at either 4, 5, or 6, if they want to move there or stay at 6, they can't be dumb. And at that point, you take the best receiver, you take the best offensive lineman.
Right, but it's too close. See, if they take a wide receiver, I'll flip out. You can't have a wide receiver.
They need one.
Lineman, I can understand. And that's only in the case of, like you said, they can't trade up for number 3 to get May. McCarthy is gone before number 6, because I'm not trading up for McCarthy to go get him. If a lineman's there, then okay. And then maybe you take a quarterback later in the draft or however they figure it out. This has to be the end of the Daniel Jones era. It can't be Jones anymore. It just can't. And I don't want to wide receiver, because here's what's going to happen. You take Malik Nabers, you take whatever wide receiver that they love, then it's, oh, okay, well, now Daniel Jones has some weapons, just like you heard last year with Waller and Jalen Hyatt. No. End of story. It's time. Shane Daboll need a new quarterback. Figure it
out. Hopefully tomorrow by 10 a.m. they have and they get their guy. I don't believe McCarthy is going to go before number six. So we're going to learn if they really do love J.J. McCarthy or if they prefer Daniel Jones for a year over McCarthy. Because to me, I think they would trade up and take Drake May. I just don't I don't believe New England's going
to
do it.
So here's the problem. The Raiders are getting antsy. They need a quarterback. The Vikings, who have multiple first-round picks, they need a quarterback. Like, there are other teams that need to get their quarterback, so there's a lot of competition to move into that third spot or four. And I don't think the Giants need to be reckless here. I do disagree in this regard. I want the quarterback, but if it's not the guy and they get Neighbors, you crushed it.
Oh, my
God. And by the way, Sal.
A wide receiver?
By the way, Sal.
Yeah, how'd the Odell Beckham Jr. pick work out?
It worked out pretty well until he became an infant and forgot how to comport himself. He started peeing like he was, ripping on a fire hydrant in Philly.
It was a disaster, even though he's the most skilled wide receiver ever.
They let it become a disaster. Coughlin got soft and let him do whatever he wanted to do. The first couple of years with Beckham was phenomenal.
It was a horrible draft pick because of the position. They could have had Aaron Donald. They could have had Zach Martin. And instead, they take a wide receiver. You cannot do that.
But we can do that with every team, even the great ones, and say, well, they should have taken this guy or
this
position.
No, but it's about philosophy. You don't take a wide receiver when you have other areas of need, in particular, offensive line. Or you want to throw out a quarterback. Like, a wide receiver is the last thing. It is a luxury item. You do not need a great wide receiver to win. This is not fantasy football.
But they don't have a great quarterback, so they do need a great receiver.
A great receiver does nothing without a good quarterback.
Look at the Bengals. Look at Jamar Chase. They took him six.
A good receiver. Yeah, they have a quarterback.
I understand that.
A good receiver without a good offensive line or a good quarterback is absolutely worthless. You're building outside, and the Giants already tried that with Jerry Reese. Why don't you take a tight end then with Evan Ingram? How'd that work out? Again, heads up their rear end. You do not build that way. You want to build an offense, build an offensive line, get a quarterback. I don't care if it's the best wide receiver. How'd they do it with Saquon Barkley? Same exact thing. Same thing. Well, Barkley, touched by the five fingers.
Nobody's going to fight you on that. That was asinine from the get-go based on the position. We all knew that.
But it's the point we get caught up in this fantasy football world, and fans want, we'll get into the Jets in a little bit, too, with the tight end. I get it. It's sexy. Oh, yeah, tight end, wide receivers. Those are the guys that are putting up numbers for your fantasy team. Those are the guys that are putting up the overs for your parlays. That's not how you win football games. You see Penny Sewell getting signed by the Titans?
Yeah, Penny Sewell. Yeah, sure.
That's the
point. Wait, you also got signed there? Their wide receiver.
Yeah, understood. But without Sewell, it wouldn't have worked out.
No, I get it. I get it. Listen, the one thing that I think that you're missing that I'm saying, I'm not saying that Neighbors or, not that Harrison's going to drop the six, but one of the top three wide receivers, I'm not saying you're getting that guy for Daniel Jones. I'm saying you're getting that guy for whomever's next. I'm with you. Daniel Jones is done.
Right. Okay,
it's
we agree
over.
On that.
Not good enough. Too much money. Injury prone. Not the guy. We know it. They know it. Giant fans know it. At least about 90-something percent of smart Giant fans. Daniel Jones's era is done. I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be shady gray there. It doesn't matter in this regard. Yeah, you might like some finality tonight. You'd like to see one of these young bucks stride across the podium, get a Giants cap, Drake May put it on.
And we'd know it's
and
over.
And we'd know, but we already know. They know. They know by the two-year extension they gave him after the playoff win. They knew watching him again last year, seeing his knee explode. They know it's over. So we're kind of saying the same thing.
Right.
I just don't need to see it pop tonight because I trust Shane and I trust Dable.
Me too, but here's the problem. If it's not a quarterback tonight, then what? Shane also said, you could trust Shane all you want, and I do too.
Yeah.
He also said they love Daniel Jones. I mean, he said that recently. He said it.
Well,
they're ready to go with Daniel Jones, starter.
Do you really believe that?
I don't know what to believe. I don't believe that.
Come on.
How about this scenario? Let's say they take a quarterback in the third round.
All right.
Who do you think starting this year for the Giants?
It's probably, if Jones is healthy, probably going to be Jones.
So then
it
could still be another year of evaluation. Hey, let's.
No way.
Absolutely.
Evaluation.
Especially if they take a wide receiver. If they take Neighbors, here's going to be the talking point. Well, Daniel Jones, you know what? He did take us to the playoffs a couple years ago. We have the quarterback, potentially like later round guy, which, by the way, it sounds great. Oh, yeah, take Bo Nix or take this guy later.
Yeah.
And who knows where exactly they're going to go.
Or Penix if you drop back, whatever.
Yeah, well, those guys still, to me, would be too rich for the Giants at where they're not taking them in the first round. Those guys might go late first
Penix
round.
Oh, Penix go first round.
That's what I'm saying. So how the Giants...
They could drop back. That's what I'm saying.
Well, drop back would be different.
Which is a smart move.
Okay, but that's still different than taking a quarterback outside of tonight.
Yeah.
Because if you take a quarterback second, third round, whatever...
I'm not interested in that.
Well, right. Now that's just taking a quarterback just to take one who's going to sit under Daniel Jones. You mm-hmm. take one in the first round, you know that it's over for Daniel Jones. It's just a matter of
when. But you don't know that the kid that they take tonight, if they do, is going to start week one.
Right, which is fine.
But let me ask you
this,
Sal.
Not with Daniel Jones. Like, if it's me, and I said this months ago, and then I didn't think that there was any realistic chance, but you figure, hey, figure out a way to get out of it. I don't care. Daniel Jones cannot start for this football team anymore, period. Because here's what's going to happen. If they don't take a quarterback tonight, let's say they take Neighbors, mm-hmm. and everybody's, oh, yeah, we love it, wide receivers, fantasy football, great. Then it's going to become the Daniel Jones Show with Neighbors, and people say, oh, the offensive line's healthy, Jones is healthy, let's see what he can do. And then it's another year of Daniel Jones, and even if he does have some success, there's going to be potential to get sucked back in, whether it's the fan base, whether it's Shane, whether it's the owner. Mm. That can't happen. End of story. Done. It's over for Daniel Jones. Cement that tonight by taking a quarterback.
Again, I was saying this, I said this actually 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I don't disagree with your premise. I'm largely with you, but they can't be irresponsible and they can't, they can't trade up and reach. You want to trade up and say, my guy who I love, and I know that this with every ounce of football conviction, this dude is the dude, and he's the dude for the next 10, 12, 15 years. Give up what you got to give up. Get to 3, get to 4, make the trade, boom, and it's all good. But let me also present one other possibility, all right? Now, you're not going to like this, but it's not completely implausible.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get the guy that they want. They don't get the guy that they want. They take Neighbors, right? And Jones, and again, I'm not a Daniel Jones believer.
I know.
I want to be clear
about that.
But what happens if he has a fantastic season?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but there's going to be a problem again.
But how is that a problem? I don't think Daniel Jones is the long-term answer. I obviously don't. But if a guy comes out and balls out with weapons, don't you think we might have to reassess things?
No, I don't.
I don't think he'll ball out either, but he does...
But that's exactly my point.
But why? If he plays phenomenally.
You're right, he could. Let's say they do take Neighbors, and he does ball out, and they have success again, just like they did 2 years ago.
I don't mean 15 touchdowns. Ball 20, out.
20, 25 touchdowns,
all right, good.
Yeah, and you're going to get sucked back in, and I'm not doing it anymore. That's the point. And I do believe that they, the Giants, could make that a possibility and get sucked back in. And that would be the worst thing moving forward, because then the following year he'd get hurt again or he'd start to turn the ball over.
But then the contract's up.
Yeah,
and it's less punitive.
Now you're 4 years into Shane and Dable and you still don't know what they can do with their own guy.
But you're also not taking a $69.3 million cap hit if you just cut him or trade him now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's what I want to do.
I know that. But that's a possibility, and that's even more the reason why I say definitively they need to go get their guy tonight. Here's the options that I would do. We'll get to the calls here in a second. 877-337-6666. One would be trade up for Drake May. I think that is their first choice.
100%
New
play.
England's not going to do that, I firmly believe. So that leaves you on option two, which is wait for McCarthy at number 6. Now, they have to determine if they love him. Sounds like they do. I mean, you listen to J.J. McCarthy himself. They spent the most time with him. By the way, that could also be because they think it's the more realistic option. If they don't love McCarthy, then trade down.
Or they could be trying to send signals to the rest of the NFL. We love this kid. And then everyone's like, oh, we got to be enamored with him. Then they take McCarthy. They get the kid they really want.
If you love McCarthy and he's there at 6, you take him.
Yeah.
That would be the second option.
Okay.
If you don't love McCarthy, or if he's not there at 6, you trade down and take one of the mid to late first round.
I like that. I think that's a good scenario.
Yeah, right.
I think trading down might actually make them better. Might help. I don't think there's a discernible difference.
I'd rather that than draft one of the wide receivers.
Gotcha. All right. I'm still a little open to the receiver because I think he's that good. I think actually all three of them are that good. But I get it. 6th overall. You got holes everywhere. Doesn't make the most sense taking a receiver. I'm not just going to push back to push back. I don't think that you're totally wrong at all. But I think if the Giants trade back and I have to love Michael Penix. And like, say if they get Penix tonight, and the Raiders will be trying to get in territory to get him as well. If the Giants walk away with a quarterback in the range of, let's say from 6, they move back, say 10 to 14 or 10 to 15, and they get the quarterback that they think is awesome, and they get additional assets and they start sprinkling in those holes, it could be a grand slam night for the Giants.
Right.
Like, if the Giants... Listen, we can debate the talents of the players. That's subjective. let's everybody get one thing straight here. If the Giants brass is on top of it tonight, and if they are shrewd and they pounce when they can, the Giants can set themselves up for the next decade. This is a massive night.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And tomorrow at 10 a.m., we should be talking about the future with Shane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dable and whoever that new quarterback is. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody will work the Jets in as well. We'll do that coming up this hour or throughout the show. I mean, this is a draft show. I know we got the Knicks tonight. Can't wait for that either. Game three, an important game three for Jalen Brunson and the Knicks trying to put their foot on the throat of the 76ers. So we'll do that as well. But it is about the Giants tonight and potentially changing the course of their franchise moving forward by taking a quarterback. Frank is in White Plains. What's up, Frank? Frank? This is a joke, right? That is unacceptable.
I got to tell you, you know,
that's unacceptable.
You're not
going
to find the show in the world that comes out at that pace for the first 16 minutes and rifles off what we rifled off. And that is a buzzkill that drives me insane. So let's not belabor it, but it bothers both of us. Let's go.
Ari is calling from West Orange. Ari?
Come on, Ari.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good to talk to you again. Yeah, you know, guys, I'm going to bring it. If the Giants go into next season with Daniel Jones and Drew Lock at quarterback, they will win no more than five games. Joe Shane might be fired. Brian Daboll will be fired. You can bank on that. The Giants have to get this right. They have to draft a legit franchise quarterback. This idea of drafting a wide receiver with that pick, neighbors, whoever it else, I don't care how good this guy is, all of a sudden is going to make Daniel Jones throw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns and be
no,
at home.
No.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100% that Daniel Jones' era is over. He's going to get hurt. He's not going to play a full season. We know what he is. He's going to beat the likes of Washington and Arizona, mm-hmm. and he goes up against over 500 teams like Dallas and Philly, and he gets destroyed. Look at the history.
Yep.
The only way that this works is if the Giants draft a legit franchise quarterback. You look at the NFL, that's how it is. You got to get yourself a quarterback. They have, you know, I don't know where the chips may fall. I agree with you guys. I'm hoping Joe Shane has done the homework. But you know what, guys? At the end of the day, let's face it. The Giants have done nothing but lose for the past decade. So, you know what? You got to take a swing at some point. You got to just say, the heck with it. And well, if the guy, they, you know, that's what I mean. You know what I mean, guys?
I think that you're right, Ari. Appreciate the call there, buddy. Thank you very much. Yeah, they've got to take a swing, but it's got to be a pitch in the strike zone. That's the difference. Like, I want to see the Giants take a massive swing tonight and crush one into the upper deck. I don't want to see the Giants feel compelled. We got to swing the bat and hit a little looper the other way that bleeds in for a bloop base hit. So
would be a reach in your mind? Because we agree, right?
Well, I don't know how a reach in my mind. It's hard to be evasive. But I don't know exactly what they think about these prospects. So I'll give you an example. I don't know if this is exactly what they're thinking. If they love Drake May
right.
and they like JJ,
right?
and they but they can't get May, and they quote unquote settle on McCarthy when they could have had an amazing old lineman or transcendent receiver. That's dumb. To me, that's dumb.
Interesting.
You can't do that. Why would you want them to do that?
Well, you said if they like McCarthy.
No, if they like versus loving.
Well, I would just guess, and again, we don't know, so it's hard to say what they're going to do or what the exact circumstances. We could say what we think they should do or what might happen, but we really don't know. I believe that they want Drake May at number three. I also believe New England is not going to give up that pick unless it's a ridiculous package. And I'm not sure the Giants either have that or willing to give that.
Well, should they give it up? That's the other part of the equation. They've got so many holes. Right. Do they mortgage all that to get one quarterback?
So
I don't know.
If I'm Joe Shane, I say, well, we love Drake May.
Yeah.
We like McCarthy and think he could be a franchise guy. So which one... Is it better for us to give the extra trade package to get the guy we love or sit tight, get a guy we believe could also be a franchise quarterback at six? Where I think they would be reaching is if they traded up to get McCarthy. That's what I'm not doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting at six. I'm going to call everybody's bluff and say, fine, you want to trade up to number four and get McCarthy? You do that. I'm not doing it. I'm waiting at number six. If he's there at six, I'm taking him. If he's not, I'm trading down.
See, I wouldn't do that either, though, because this now goes against the... Really, the entire aura of the building. Like, if you're convicted and but maybe there's a slight difference. Like Drake May could be this, and McCarthy's not quite that, but boy, he's close.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there at six. Like at that point, it would be reckless not to. Now, if you're lukewarm on McCarthy, and again, we don't know really how they feel, but if you like him, but you can do without him, but it's worthy of a six, then you sit at six and you take him. But if you like him more than just like him, you can't let somebody beat you to him.
If you love McCarthy, then I could see trading up for him. But if you like him, I'd rather just sit back.
Like, what if you really like him? That's kind of what I'm saying.
In this scenario, you can't get to number three, right? Because the Patriots are not trading that
back.
Otherwise, if they do, then you're going to get a quarterback that you love, assuming it's Drake May.
Yeah.
I mean, or you could get McCarthy, but that to me would be reckless. If I love May and I can get to number three, I'm doing that. Even if I love McCarthy and I can't get to number three, I'm not trading up
to number
four.
Okay, well, then the Vikings are going to jump in either five or four with the Cardinals. They'll get McCarthy.
Then you don't get
somebody that you really like.
Then I would trade down. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. Draft night, BT. I told you yesterday, I think I'm more fired up for this draft than I've been in years, maybe ever.
I'm pumped.
Honestly. And I know the Jets and Giants have picked high before,
but
it's different. Maybe it feels because of the possibilities with trading, really for either team. But where the Jets are at going into the season with looking to put the final pieces on what they believe is a playoff roster, a roster that might contend for a Super Bowl if everything goes well.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Giants are at because of the new general manager and head coach, fairly new, but looking still for their franchise quarterback, knowing where they're at with Daniel Jones, already moved on from Barkley. Jones is the last leg of that Dave Gettleman, Barkley Jones era. We'd like to move on from that and have a clean start here with Shane and Dable, but I'm fired up, and maybe it's just even because of the other possibilities outside of New York with the trades, with the players that are available. This, to me, is a very intriguing NFL draft. I can't wait for it tonight.
I totally agree. I think you nailed a lot of the reasons why. I mean, there's going to be, four, five, six quarterbacks taken inside the top 15, 16 picks. That's very, very possible.
Do you think we're just trending that way as a whole, or do you think it's about this particular draft?
I think it's a little bit of both. We've certainly trended there. I mean, think about the Darnold draft with Josh Allen. Josh Rosen,
yeah.
Baker. It's happening a little bit more frequently. Teams are starting to reset the finances more. I think there's been a recalibration of how long general managers get to prove themselves in terms of building a roster. The old days are over. Like, if you're not trending at least somewhat in the right direction by the end of year two,
right,
you're pretty much cooked if you don't start right in year three. So I think that's part of the impetus behind it. I also think that, and you said this, and I remember saying this yesterday, like there's a really good chance the Giants trade up. There's a really good chance the Giants trade back. There's a really good chance. Well, there's a chance the Jets trade up. I think there's a really good chance the Jets trade back. So both of our teams are, different stages in terms of the roster. Jets have a better roster at this point, but both teams are going to have their hands all over this draft. I can't wait.
If you had to rank the quarterbacks, it just made me think of it because you said, the Sam Darnold trade and Josh Rosen and Josh
Baker.
Allen. If you had to, and also I was listening a little bit to Tiki and Evan yesterday, and Tiki was talking about how much he I don't want to put words in his mouth, but basically saying that...
How much he misses me and he hates working with Evans,
yes,
is that what he said?
Yes, he said too. And then he was talking about Caleb Williams and how he played out that there might be a scenario. Now, I think it's far-fetched that Caleb Williams doesn't go to the Bears at number
one.
He was saying, like, let's say the Bears say, well, we got the number nine pick, too, and we know for certain that Marvin Harrison Jr., hypothetically, is the best player in the draft.
Oh, so he's dropping names. Go ahead.
And he was painting the scenario that Caleb Williams could fall back to the Bears at nine.
There's no chance he's falling back to
nine.
Did he really say that?
He did. And I was like, what? What the hell is he talking about?
I mean, it's his opinions, but outlandish to me.
He didn't say he thought it was going to happen. He just said that. Like, it could happen.
Yeah, no,
the reason he said it is because, like, he doesn't believe that other people are as high on Caleb Williams as it seems like everybody else is. It's almost like the Bears are taking him because it's consensus. Like, he's the guy you can't miss. You got
to
take him.
It's done. So he's going to Chicago.
But they're almost forced into taking him, which doesn't make it the right pick. Anyway, point is...
Interesting take. I just don't see
it. It was. My point, though, of this whole exercise is if you had to pick one of... I'll give you five... I could give you six. The six... quarterbacks.
I would take Jaden Daniels or Drake May. Those are the two guys I would take.
Which one would be the biggest bust?
Biggest bust. I'm sorry. The biggest bust. Honestly, it might be McCarthy.
Bo Nix, Penix.
Well, but Bo Nix is not going six.
No, but I'm giving you the six.
Out of
Williams.
Yep.
I'm saying I got to bake that into my analysis.
Fair,
that's fair enough.
Okay, Williams,
because of where they go, based on where you draft them. Williams.
May, Jaden Daniels. Yeah,
Daniels,
I like
May,
Jaden Daniels
McCarthy,
a lot.
Nix, and Penix.
McCarthy. I don't think Bo Nix will be very good.
Okay. And you're right, like, he's not expected to be a top. But still, you're talking about late first round,
yeah,
right?
But think about the... You know, the uproar, like if you miss on a quarterback 21, 22, 19 compared to number two with Zach or, I mean, it's a different energy. So that's why I'm just going to prioritize there. I think that Jaden Williams, provided the Commanders take him and don't ruin him, I think he's got a chance to, what did I say?
Williams.
Absolutely. Jaden, thank you very much. I got all these names in my head. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing.
I'm pretty sure he's going to. I'm almost positive he's going to. I love him. I really like Drake May. I'm intrigued by McCarthy, but he scares me a little bit. And based on the system that they run out there, and I just don't think a ton about Bo Nix. Like, if the Giants get Bo Nix tonight, I don't think that does anything.
What about Penix? Anything?
I like Penix. I like Michael Penix a lot. I remember watching him in Indiana. See, most of the country jumped in when he went to Washington.
Right.
I remember watching him in Indiana, and that's when the Hoosiers had a great defense. I think that was like the COVID year or maybe right after it. And they jumped into the national spotlight. I remember Tiki did a game out there. This is when me and Teak were doing radio together, and Teak did a college game out there, and I watched it. I threw a few bucks on it to get a little more interest, and I was impressed with Penix from day one. I like Michael Penix. If the Giants get Penix, I think that's a good thing.
So what I'm hearing, though, is McCarthy has the biggest...
Bo Nix, to me, is somebody I want no part of.
Yeah, okay, fine.
McCarthy... No, the other guy is Williams. I wouldn't draft him.
There you go.
I would take Drake May or take Jaden Daniels.
And that was kind of Tiki's point.
Okay.
Was that just because it became this thing.
Yeah.
Like Williams, consensus number one, you got to take Caleb. Like, because I'm with you. I don't think I would take him either based on some of the stuff that I've heard about him and read about him and seen about him. Like, I don't think I'd take him either. So what if the Bears are like, you know what? And, you know, I don't, just because everybody thinks he's number one, I like this guy better or I'd rather have this guy better and then maybe get a quarterback at nine. I understood what he was saying. I think it's a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
But you can make that case. And if you're saying the same thing, like, and I'm saying the same thing, and Tiki's saying the same thing, you don't think others are like,
But that's different from what the Bears are thinking and what they're going to do. It's an interesting thought by Tiki. I don't disagree, but the Bears are taking it.
Let's just bring it. We're going to get back to the calls in a second here. But if you bring it to fantasy football purposes, because that's all we could relate to as far as drafting our own team, right?
Yep.
I personally hate having the top pick because you feel obligated to take a certain player. Even though you really don't love that guy and you think maybe he could get hurt or I don't think he's going to have the same production as he did last year, but at number one, you'd be an idiot to take anybody other. So you're forced into taking that pick, right or wrong.
Well, I don't know if you'd be an idiot as much as you had, or as much as you would show good individuality. I mean, that's what separates the great teams and fall prey to public sentiment. Who cares what the Saints think or what we think or the Patriots think?
Understood.
Take who you think is going to be a stud.
Understood, but you take a risk.
Yeah, it's fine.
You take a risk if you know you're taking a player. You could get at six. You're taking him at number one.
But if you miss anyway, you're still getting fired. Whether you miss at one or six, eventually you're getting whacked.
But to
the quarterback.
To the Bears' point here, They have nine as well.
I know.
You can take the surefire best player in the draft that you know is not going to be there at number nine and then wait and see. Maybe you get a quarterback that you like at nine. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that would have been more likely had they had Justin Fields. Obviously, you don't trade Justin Fields if you're not going to take Caleb Williams number one. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 877-337-6666. Mike is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how y'all doing, BT? You hit it right on the nail. You said you're not convinced with J.J. McCarthy. Me neither. I'm a diehard Giants fan. I do not want them to pick McCarthy. He's like a Josh Rosen 2.0. I would like for them to trade back maybe. Maybe get a little draft capital, build from the offensive line in,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe go from there. I mean, you're going to be stuck with Daniel Jones next year anyway. Got Drew Lock. Got the Tommy DeVito kid I know what you're going to say. Sal. Come on, Tommy DeVito. Yeah, that's what I think about J.J. McCarthy, though. You understand what I'm saying?
To me, is better than Daniel Jones last year. So, I mean, I'm not even knocking him. I'm just saying it's time to get a real quarterback. I'm not against you,
Mike,
as far as trading down. And thank you for the call. Sorry to cut you off there, Mike.
I
think you bring up a good point. Like, you're allowed to not want McCarthy. That's
sure.
fine. And I don't want the Giants to reach for McCarthy. For me, if they trade up to number four, they're reaching. Just sit at number six. If he's there, you take him. If not, you trade down, and maybe they take your guy Penix, BT. Like, I'd be okay in those scenarios. I don't need a top guy, but I need a guy for the Giants.
I don't know. I don't have the answer, so I'm just kind of throwing this out there. But how many, or give me a ballpark percentage, however you want to frame it, of quarterbacks that got a lot of late hype, a lot of late run where they just jump up the mocks and they accelerated real quick and they went from here all the way to here and actually deliver. Josh Allen might be one. I mean, obviously coming from Wyoming, he was on the radar,
yeah.
but people didn't necessarily think he would go necessarily top 10. I mean, early. I don't mean on draft night.
Right.
I mean, when the draft stuff started.
And he was always behind, and it stayed behind Darnold and
always.
Baker Mayfield.
And Baker, yes. Zach Wilson. Zach was not projected to go second overall.
Right.
Zach started spinning things in shorts. They're like, wow, look at this kid throwing that 63-yard bomb going the other way across his body. Got to have him. He can run. Oh, he's got to be the... It's when you jump up that fast as a quarterback, generally it doesn't work.
That's why I would not trade up for McCarthy.
But it doesn't mean it can't work. That's
right.
where it gets interesting.
Well, also, we're trusting Shane and Dable.
Yep.
So if they really do love him, fine. Take him at number six and make him a franchise quarterback. But I cannot trade up for him at number four. That's a major risk that I don't think that they're going to need to take.
Okay.
And I just wouldn't do that myself.
I got you. But this is where you lose me. The two slots that could separate you getting the guy that you think can lead you for a decade, you got to do what you got to do. Now, you might ultimately be wrong. Okay. It doesn't mean if you go from six to four and you get McCarthy that you made the right. We'll find out. You know, we'll have a scoreboard in 2-3 years like we did with Zach and everybody else. That doesn't work out in this town. But I wouldn't let if you believe he's the star that some people think he could be, I think you got to do whatever it takes to get there. Like, I couldn't get on the air tomorrow and lambaste them and say, oh, my God, what in the world did the Giants went from six to four and they gave up this and that to move two slots to get this kid? I'll say it better work,
right.
And if it doesn't, you're out.
Yeah.
But if that's who they deem the guy, go get your guy.
I'm with you as far as I couldn't rip them for it. Hey, they got a quarterback, but now you're in the line of fire. Now it better work as opposed to, like, if the Jets trade down.
I think they really
if
might.
If they trade down, let's just say to 15. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Let's say the Jets, mid-first round, whatever. The Jets trade down and take Bowers.
Oh.
Now I'd say, okay,
grand slam.
Yeah, you'd feel better about it. I still don't love the pick. And I think
feel
he's
good
got buzz written
by the
all
way.
Over him.
You know that.
I know.
But keep going.
But at least, like, you get your guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Picks later, that feels good. If the Giants get their guy McCarthy at six, I'd feel really good about it. If they trade up to get him now, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you love him.
I
fine,
get it. So it's more of a philosophy. It's about the player, but it's more about the philosophy.
Yeah, and now trading up, trading up for three for Drake May feels a little different. You had to do that. There's no way he's going to be there at number six, where I think McCarthy is a guy who
will
push up that board. But again, if you love him, you love him. And as long as they get a quarterback, I'm fine with that. Real quick on that, you have any guesses on what the turning point would be last night?
The balk.
Oh, interesting. I was going to try to tee you up there and give you some credit. Mm. Your boy Judge going deep.
You know, I don't want to.
Well, it's one game.
You don't need to take bows yet.
Against the A's. Well, but you said yesterday you thought Judge was about to go on some tear. Good start last night.
Yeah.
I saw the two-run homer and the base hit to right field. I didn't see what else he did yesterday.
That was easy. Okay. 2 for 5. Yeah, and the reason I said that is because I thought the prior night, which obviously going back to Tuesday here, in reference to what I said on the air yesterday, that, you know, he was taking pitches better, which seems like, you take a pitch well, big deal. I mean, you try to swing the bat, but the way you react to the spin and just, he was jumpy. And I don't think he looked jumpy on Tuesday. He's starting to hit the ball the right field. So maybe it's just a one-game explosion. Maybe it is the start of a heater, which I think. But you know what I really like, before we get back to the draft calls here, you know, Judge is a story last night. Judge and Soto went yard together first, Rizzo as well. But Judge and Soto, first time all year. Clark Schmidt's developing into a very good pitcher.
Yeah, and the Yanks need that. Pitching hasn't been the issue. It's been the offense. We'll do more on the Yankees, obviously, you know, maybe next week. We're probably not even going to get to it tomorrow with the draft stuff and the Knicks as well. BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666. So I was looking up the 2021 draft, right? And sometimes you remember things, and I'm like, let me just go back and make sure that my memory backs up the belief.
Mm-hmm.
Penei Sewell, you know where he went?
Penei Sewell, Oregon. Right. Actually didn't play. Sat out a year COVID. Offensive lineman, obviously, Detroit. Great player.
He went number 7 overall.
He was supposed to go to Cincinnati. The thought was, you got to get Burrow, that big horse up front. They took Ja'Marr Chase. Yep.
Okay. So this is obviously the Zach Wilson draft, Trevor Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
I remember at the time begging the inept, idiot, moronic Atlanta Falcons, begging to take Penei Sewell. And if you weren't going to take him at number 4, trade down.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, what'd they do?
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts at number 4. Now, the only pick worse was Trey Lance at number 3. But somehow the Niners have figured out a way to overcome that, right? So Kyle Pitts goes number 4. They needed they literally needed everything. Offensive line, quarterback, defense, you name it.
Yeah.
And instead, these idiots take a tight end. Like, just so
but
stupid.
But think about this real quick before you go back to the rest of the I love looking back a couple
Only
of years
a couple
before.
I'll give you,
good, but that's why I'm much more okay, and we'll get to the Jets stuff later, but the Jets taking Bowers at 10 if they do, because they don't have as many holes as that Falcon team had.
Correct, and also it's later, so it's not, like, number 4? Oh, my God. Like, that's, I think it's worse than Saquon Barkley. They're both equally as bad. Awful. Just awful, awful picks.
All right.
Ja'Marr Chase goes after that.
Yep.
Waddle goes after that.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle.
And again, while those players have been highly productive, Penei Sewell's the move.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the Lions. Then the Lions take him at number 7, and it's changed everything.
Who was 8, 9, 10?
J.C. Horn.
Yeah.
For Carolina.
Yep.
Patrick Surtain, the
defense,
second.
Defense, yep.
Again, I like that at the time. And then 10 was, didn't the Giants trade out of 10? Devontae Smith, what happened with the Giants there? I'm forgetting, BT.
Was that the Falcons trade? No, pardon me.
That wasn't
the Dallas.
I think the Giants traded
Eagles
out.
Trade was? No.
Didn't the Giants trade out?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think they ended up taking Kadarius Toney. Anyway, Devontae Smith went number 10, Justin Fields 11, Micah Parsons 12.
Oh, that's right. That was the year where the Eagles and Dallas made that trade. Yeah.
Eagles and the Giants.
No.
Oh, Dallas, you're saying?
Yeah.
The Giants always had that pick?
I don't think Giants traded that year. I'm pretty sure they didn't. I mean, it could be wrong,
but... Tony?
I
don't remember. Maybe they could have traded up, but yes. So Parsons could have gone... All right, maybe they did make that trade then with the Eagles. But still, Parsons, look at what he was. Yeah, you know, even Justin Fields getting him at number 11 there. Surtain, I always loved him. Like, I'd rather have a good corner. Anything but a freaking tight end at number 4. But it does go to show, you know, you could get a productive player. For me, I value the interior play, where you're talking about offensive lineman or defensive lineman, edge rusher, even cornerback, all of that stuff over not just tight ends, even the wide receivers. And that's why I'd go nuts if the Giants took a wide receiver, trade down, take a lineman or trade down and get your guy. And even with the Jets, I'm not taking a tight end.
What if they trade down to take a receiver?
Who?
Giants.
I'd be better with that, but I'd still rather not be that the first pick. But yeah, you can't take one at number 6. Trade down. Giants need a quarterback. Giuseppe is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Giuseppe?
Hi, hello. Guys, I love the show. Anyway, what I was going to say was that I don't think the Giants are going to take a quarterback because I think they love Daniel Jones.
Okay.
What are you on the clock?
Brian is calling from Syosset. Guy calls, like, listen to what we're talking about here. We're trying to listen to you. You can't even talk. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. So a situation I thought about Giants-wise and quarterback-wise, there's not a lot of people are talking about. Let's say there's just no road they're comfortable with in getting the one or two quarterbacks that they want this year.
Yeah.
What about trading for an existing quarterback that could act as a stopgap?
Okay, such as?
Well, I haven't dug deep enough.
I'll save you the trouble, Bri. I don't think there's anybody that fits that description. You know what I mean? That's the problem. And by the way, they have one. Now, he's a little bit overpaid, but Daniel Jones is the stopgap.
Yeah, well, you let him and this new quarterback fight for the job, and next year,
yeah,
Jones is gone regardless.
I have no problem with
then
that.
And then you'll have a quarterback. You know, it's not going to cost you a lot. It'll cost, what, mid to late round picks and maybe something else in the future.
Well, it's going to cost you some dead
situations that are being brought up.
Well, it's going to cost you some money, dead cap space, stuff like that. Not that the Giants can't circumvent that. It's not the most desirable thing, but look at the Broncos, you know. The Jets enticed Denver. They ate some money, even though it's Zach's first contract versus Daniel's second. A little different. I think there's a multitude of ways the Giants can go. Listen, here's why Giants fans should feel good right now. I mean, the prediction, whatever. We'll find out who they actually take. Predictions don't mean a ton today. But the Giants have options tonight, okay? Meaning there's multiple good players at a position they need. There's other multiple good players at other positions of need. A lot of options. And I believe two very smart football men making the decision.
And by the way,
that's usually a good start.
Right, the opposite of smart football men, Dave Gettleman. So just to rehash that 2021 draft for a second here, the Giants traded out of the number 11 spot after the Cowboys traded with the Eagles. So the Eagles trade up with the Cowboys, take Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Giants, who were probably going to take Smith at 11 if he were there, the Eagles leapfrog them, take Smith. Giants trade down to 20.
Take Tony.
Yes. And Bears trade up to take Justin Fields.
They could have still taken Micah Parsons.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, of course. Well,
Bears trade up to take Fields. Giants instead could have had Parsons. They trade down and get their wide receiver that they wanted outside of Smith, Kadarius Tony.
So the Giants were picking what that year again?
11.
11. Okay, so just tell me real fast. Who went 12, 13, 14, 15?
Parsons.
Parsons, yep.
Rashawn Slater, 13, the lineman.
Offensive lineman from Northwestern, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct,
he's a good player. Who else?
Vera Tucker, 14. Jets traded up to
get
him?
Yeah, I know. They definitely traded up to get Vera Tucker.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
Mac Jones
went
after
here.
That. But yeah.
I mean, what a
I'm just saying, like, they, yeah. I mean, come on.
That's why Gettleman's watching the draft
tonight. Trading down could be dangerous, too. Giants said, all right, we love Smith. If he's there, we're going to take him. If not, we're going to trade down, and we'll still be able to get a guy that we think can be good, Kadarius Toney.
Sal, the one thing about that, though, I remember, it was like the worst known secret. Like, everyone in the world knew that the Giants wanted and only wanted Devontae Smith.
Right.
That was it.
So the Eagles purposely traded up to get him. I know.
It was so dumb.
It's a great point. That's a great point, too, Hoff. We all knew it at the time, and then they went out there and executed that.
They had no backup plan, which is why Kadarius Toney.
That feels like me, like the 17th round of my fantasy baseball draft, where I already checked out.
Yeah,
I'm six beers in. I'm like, I don't know.
Do
I have a closer yet? I'll take this guy, I guess.
Limo driver Ed is in Allentown. What's up, limo driver
Eddie?
Hey, what's up, brothers? How y'all doing,
What's
man?
Up,
long
man?
Long time, long time. But listen, real quick before I get to my Jets thing, you know what? Don't be surprised with Chicago. Because right now, around this time right now, you know if the guy was guaranteed the number one pick. You would hear things. I don't know, man. I don't. And like I said, you guys said, Mikhail. I tell you one thing, he really doesn't impress me, especially this year. I understand what people are saying, but is he another Justin Fields in the future? I don't know. These kind of guys are guaranteed.
Well, that's the Bears' problem. You're right, Limo Drive Red, but that's the Bears' problem. We can't worry about it. The consensus is like it's such a point where
it could be the Giants' problem is if they take another quarterback and the Giants don't like Caleb Williams.
Right, but
if they mess around and take Drake May, it is the Giants' problem.
Do you think that? And that's kind of
What I'm saying.
Well, that's kind of what Tiki was alluding to.
No, I got you.
And thank you for the call, Ed. That's kind of what Tiki was alluding to. You think there's any chance? Like, generally, now, look, we don't know. But generally, you get a good enough feel to where you know who's going, number one. I would be floored at this point. Now, shouldn't be shocked ever because nobody knows really what they're talking about.
I'd be pretty shocked at this point.
They didn't trade Justin Fields. Different story.
Well, they can still take another quarterback.
Right, so you're saying if the Bears didn't take Williams and they took Drake May.
Or whomever they think is their guy, yeah.
I was thinking along the lines of what Tiki was saying, like if they don't take Williams and they took...
Trade down or take O-line or receiver. We're not going to take a receiver first.
Well, I mean, if they think he's the best player and nobody else is going to take him...
You're better off trading from 9 up to get that receiver. There's no way they're taking a wide receiver. Hey, Hoff, do you remember, I don't know if you caught this, maybe still in the office at one point, wasn't Tiki very demonstrative against the Giants taking McCarthy, where he basically flat out said, they're not taking him.
Yeah.
He
said they're not taking him.
Can you just do a quick Google search, like find his quotes? I certainly don't want to misrepresent him.
I thought he said
that he wouldn't.
Right.
But I also thought he said they're not taking him. I thought he said that.
I mean, yesterday basically opened the show with that.
Yesterday he said it, so he doubled down.
That they're not taking McCarthy?
Yeah, I thought he said right out the gate that they're going to get a wide receiver. That's what they're going to focus on.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I think there's a real. I think it's going to be neighbors. I have less of a problem with it than you do.
They would be
Tiki
idiots.
Barber.
The Giants would be absolute fools. I don't care how. Okay, how many
McCarthy.
Times are you going to see this stuff? You're taking a wide receiver. You don't have an offensive line or a quarterback. What good
is
it going to do?
Got it. Okay. So this was 7 days ago. Barber implores his old team to think long and hard, blah, blah, blah. Tiki doesn't want the Giants to take McCarthy. It's not happening, Barber said. Then he said, I don't want him. So those are two very different things. It's not happening. If I see a former player connected to a team that he played for, and he says, guys, it's not happening.
Right.
You're telling me, okay, basically your buddies in the building said it's not happening.
Right.
But, which might be true. But then the next statement is, I don't want him. So I don't know which one he's leaning on more. It's not happening, or Tiki doesn't want him. Let's see here. His film doesn't say he's a first-round quarterback. His film doesn't say, I need to get rid of all my assets and draft this guy, because a lot of what he does doesn't translate. The scheme they ran to Michigan, and maybe this is just an indictment on the system and not necessarily on him, this is all quote, didn't highlight the things you need to do. Second and third level reads, multiple combo routes that you must get correct. He didn't do any of that stuff. They were run-based, and Harbaugh's a run-based coach, so that's obviously accurate. They were run-based. He thrived because that's what Jim Harbaugh wanted him to do. Let's see. So the J.J. McCarthy thing to me is a smokescreen. This is Tiki, 7 days ago. He's getting inflated because Jim Harbaugh won't stop talking about him, and now all of a sudden he's a top four quarterback. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I like that. All right, we'll get more into this, and I also want to do one mock draft. I love Schrager. I think he's got good insight, so I want to do a mock draft.
Get off Schrager.
No,
but he's the guy every day.
Right, but he's
Schrager. That's Schrager. That
well,
comes
like well, give Schrager. Me give me a guy who you trust as mock draft. I have
my buddy, but Schrager.
His
mock I trust top more than I trust Schrager.
He's got an updated 2.0. Which
the juicy update.
Well, his first one, remember, I think had the Giants trading up for McCarthy.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Or maybe
he
listened to Tiki and he had to do a little revision there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.